This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. President Draupadi Murmu will leave for Mauritania today on the second leg of her visit after concluding her three-day tour to Algeria. President Murmu had held various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership and delegations, giving a major booster to Indo-Algeria relationship. Our correspondent covering President's visit reports that the President is scheduled to have multiple events in a day-long visit to Mauritania. She will hold bilateral meetings with her Mauritanian counterpart, Mohammed Ould Ghazouani, and other leaders. President Murmu will also interact with the Indian diaspora in Mauritania. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has said the President's visit to Algeria has been historic. Addressing the media, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, Secretary MEA, said the visit will give impetus to the political, economic and cultural relations between the two countries. Mr. Chatterjee further said, India will support the matter of Algeria's membership in BRICS as and when the matter is brought in the summit. Industry leaders have lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for Digital India at the 8th India Mobile Congress during the International Telecommunication Union World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly ITU WTSA 2024 in New Delhi. The telecom industry leaders also appreciated government's support towards reforms, innovation and collaboration. Chairman of Aditya Birla Group, Kumar Mangalam Birla, highlighted the introduction of several reforms over the years to drive India towards an even more connected, empowered and inclusive digital nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Council of Heads of Government, CHG, in Islamabad today. He reached the Pakistan's capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the neighbouring country. The SCO meeting is being held under Pakistan's chairmanship and Dr. Jaishankar will represent India at the event. India remains actively engaged in the SCO format, participating in various mechanisms and initiatives within the organization. The SCO-CHG meeting is held annually and focuses on the organization's trade and economic agenda. Dr. Jaishankar had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for multilateral event and ruled out the possibility for bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring country in 9 years. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah will take oath as the Chief Minister of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir today. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha will administer the oath to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers in Srinagar. The Lieutenant Governor had invited Mr. Abdullah to form the government after his party emerged victorious in the recent assembly elections, which were held after the gap of 10 years. The last assembly elections to the J&K Legislative Assembly were held in 2014. Our correspondent reports that elaborate security arrangements have been made around the venue to ensure a safe and smooth event. A group of elected members of Manipur Assembly representing Kuki Zo Hamar, Maitai and Naga communities met in New Delhi yesterday to discuss the current scenario in the state. The Union Home Ministry said in a statement that the meeting unanimously resolved to appeal to the people belonging to all communities in the state to shun the path of violence so that no more lives of innocent citizens are lost. The Palestine has said at least 26 of its people were killed in Israeli attacks across the Gaza Strip yesterday. According to the Palestinian medical authorities, 11 Palestinians were killed in Israeli shelling near the Al-Fallujah area in Jabalia refugee camp, while at least 10 others were killed in an airstrike targeting an inhabited house east of Khan Yunis city in southern Gaza. Rain has delayed the tours for the first test of the three-match series between India and New Zealand in Bengaluru this morning. The hosts are currently at the top of the ICC World Test Championship points table, and victory in this series will further strengthen their hopes of qualifying for the final for the third time in a row. And that is the end of this news bulletin.